You're listening to Lace Up the Leathers. I'm your host, Lee Franklin, and this is episode number 4. We're talking today about Bob Fitzsimmons versus James J. Jeffries. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
In the world of boxing, there are many legendary rivalries that have captivated fans for generations. One such rivalry is that of Bob Fitzsimmons and James J. Jeffries, two of the greatest boxers to ever step into the ring. While these two fighters may have never faced off against each other directly, their careers still intersected in a number of significant ways, leading many to speculate over who would have come out on top if they had ever met in battle.
Bob Fitzsimmons was born in England in 1863, and began boxing professionally at the age of 18. Despite his relatively small stature, he was only 5 feet 8 inches and weighed just over 160 pounds. Fitzsimmons quickly made a name for himself as a fierce and relentless fighter. He was known for his powerful punches, his fast footwork, and his ability to take a hit and keep on going. Over the course of his career, Fitzsimmons would go on to win 3 world titles in different weight classes: middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight. He recorded an impressive record of 59 wins, 8 losses, and 4 draws, with 44 of his victories coming by way of knockout. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1990. James J. Jeffries, on the other hand, was born in California in 1875. He was a big man, standing at 6 feet 2 inches and weighing in at over 220 pounds. He began boxing professionally in 1896, and quickly gained a reputation as a fierce and unstoppable force in the ring. He was known for his powerful punches, which he affectionately referred to as his Boilermakers, as well as his incredible stamina and endurance. Over the course of his career, Jeffries would go on to win the heavyweight title, recording a record of 19 wins and 0 losses. He retired from boxing in 1905, but made a comeback in 1910 to face off against then-champion Jack Johnson in what would become one of the most controversial and racially charged fights in boxing history.
While Fitzsimmons and Jeffries never stepped into the ring together, their paths crossed on a number of occasions. In fact, Fitzsimmons was actually the one who taught Jeffries how to box, serving as his trainer when Jeffries was just starting out. Later, when Jeffries was facing off against Jack Johnson in 1910, it was rumored that Fitzsimmons had been brought in as a consultant to help Jeffries prepare for the fight.
So who would have won in a hypothetical matchup between these two legendary fighters? It's impossible to say for sure, but many boxing historians believe that Fitzsimmons would have had the edge. Despite giving up over 60 pounds to Jeffries, Fitzsimmons was known for his incredible punching power, as well as his ability to take a hit and keep on going. He was also one of the most skilled and versatile fighters of his era, with an impressive array of both offensive and defensive moves in his arsenal. Of course, this is all speculation. As they say, styles make fights, and it's impossible to truly predict the outcome of a matchup that never happened. But one thing is certain. Both Bob Fitzsimmons and James J. Jeffries have left an indelible mark on the sport of boxing, and their legacies continue to inspire and captivate boxing fans to this day.
This has been Lace Up the Leathers, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.